Sherman Bays by the Rosh Yeshiva Yotes Teves Hitov Shemim for all December 31st, 1985, on Tuesday continued.
For example, let's say, no, you see, there's Machlekes Rishayim, whether the other means not Tachilu Siye is also Mirayisyan Kiper or only Machlekes. But some Rishayim will say that all the Hamisha Inui, Sasando, Sicher, Chitze, Rechitze, Tashmishamito, is also Midarais. But everybody made a chorus, there is only for a few Sien. But for Adam, that's a Misares. Suppose the Aloha had been that there is a few chorus for Tashmishamito, and in Kippur. Of course, the Aloha is not like that. But suppose the Aloha be, would a woman be considered an Ikika and Avo, and it would be all about Yahweh? It wouldn't make sense. It would be another Issa. The truth is that there is no chorus. There is no love. According to some Rishonim, it's only an Issa Rabbonon. According to some Rishonim, it's an Issa Rese. Oh, but suppose there had been chorus. Would she be an Avo? No. Elva is a woman who is a suan, is an elva, is an elva. But a nido is not a suo. She's a suo me by with me also. He's not allowed to be more, and there isn't is a chorus. But an elva she is. Anyway, that's the some male, the Isa Yichut, is an Isa Yichut that applies to a rais, but not to a nido. But not a nido. But why do we have to resort to a posse of Suga Bashishami? The answer is because of the Rabbonon, so it's also to the Bishyachi giving the Tmuya. David the Bizdini goes after the incident with Amun and Tomo, some male with the Rabbonon should be Oser, so that's the posse in the Kabole of Suga Bashishami. That Baal Bishti Nido, there is no Issa Yichud. And Tesis concludes, Umiyo Heichad Libala to Umiyo Asura Lins Yachri, Kedamunan Terekam Liksudes, Lo Ibal Hu Yoshin Leanoshin Mishti Yishin Abin Anoshin. So it doesn't mean it's at the regular Issa Yichud. We saw that the Shiva Sarayba case, that in the daytime he is allowed to Lins Yachri, and in the nighttime he requires to Shmiras. And even the Rishonim Achilik, the Rosh is Chilik and the Raide, and he says that even in the daytime he is not allowed in Yisachet, so it's a special Yisach, because Yitzchak talking, calls man, he was not there, Bilas Mitzvah, but it's not the generalism, because Sukkot Hashishani, so even with Rabbonon there is no generalism, it's a special Yisach, because of Yitzchak talking. But there is no Issa Yichud in the Raise in any case, because neither is not an Elva. To Yos Hotero la Kenime, to the Abidid Mishtaria, Avonir Sifri Tayyar. Now, Rashi says here, I'm finishing now. Rashi says here, Maish Israel, who will be the Yosea, the Osolon Yichud in Atero. The Osalon Yichud Nateo. So Tesis says the Kashi. What is it to do with Yichud? Suppose it's Pesach Pesach, which is Rabbi. And then Tesis says another Kashi. Monefshech. If it's on the basis by Yishish, it's also on the basis of Yichud. Some Mele, how can we make a Hekesh? There is a special Zaloche of Sukkot Hashishani. There is no Yisrael Yichud. There is no Yisrael. So, apparently, according to Rashi, so, he, even though, as the Kli Yeshua says, that according to Rashi, Nido is not a rais, because Rashi, in regard to Nido Atzel B'Nafshe, he emphasizes the fact that the blood is spoken. So by near the blood in that problem, some male the same thing is true in Gabriel or Yahweh. But Rashi Shita apparently is. Rashi Shita apparently is that we learn out from the pasuk ki yosischo achicho ben mecho, that even if a woman is not in our home, but if there is a chiyuv kores, so then there is an isa yichud midrais. There is an isa yichud even if she's not in our home. Like the love of Lissitra who will leash of Midas from us to Lissitra of the Dalai Salvasa. Now, so the Rambam says that I'm Chabit and Ashi, Kishni, you don't say Malkas, but Nido is not in our home. But here the Torah mentions it in connection with Nido. So, Rashi Shiti is that even though Nido is not Gilad in Nago Mamesh, but Ligabi the Isa Yehud, it should apply. It should apply. But why isn't there an Isa Yehud by Nido? Because of the Zerzakosuf of Sugabashishan. So in other words, Sugabashishan means that there is, we are sure that the Yehud will not be conducive to a relationship, to her lover. And the Isa Yehud is only Shayach if the Yehud is conducive to intimacy, to full intimacy. But since by Baal Bish Nido, so there is Aloha of Suga Bashishanu, that there is a Mechitza between them, a Mechitza made out of roses. So that means the Baal Bish Nido, so it's not conducive to an intimate relationship. So Mele, there is no Isa Yehud. So Mele, we can answer Tesis Kashi in Sanhedrin against Rashi. Rashi says, "My Eish Yisrael will be believed in Dorsa." So he says, because we go all of Yehud, so Tesis says, number one, suppose it's Pesach 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 Rabbi, so there is no Yehud. Number two, so how can we make a Hekesh between Nido and Ishishish? But by Nido, if by Ishishish is also on the basis of Yehud, and by Nido there is Aloha of Sukkot Vashishani, there is no Isa Yehud. The answer is this. Yehud does not mean the first Kashi. Suppose it's Pesach 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 Rabbi. Yehud does not mean that to Yehud when no one else is in the room. Of course, in other words, if a man and a woman so are in a room and no one can go into the room, then it means that they have privacy together. If his Pesach is Pesach Rishus Rabbi, some male, they don't have privacy together because anybody can come in. So it's not privacy. It's not privacy. But if they both sleep in the same bed, even if you have 100 people in the same room, but if they both sleep in the same bed, so then it's also privacy. Like this, if they just stay in one room, so then it's only considered as privacy if no one is there, but if the other people or other people can come in, so it's not considered as yichud, as privacy. But in the same bed, even with 100 people in the same house, it's still considered as privacy. It's still considered yichud, and it's osa. But then the other kashivate says, but there's aloha of suga bashishani. So the pshat according to Rashi, suga bashishani is not that Nida is mufka of Teisa. According to Teisa, so Sugabashishan implies that Nida is mufka of Teisa, because Nida is not an elf. Rashi Shite, while Rashi can also agree with the Shite of Teisa, that Nida is not an elf, but the Isa Yehud is not tolling the Shanel, it's tolling the Isa Kores. But Sugabashishan means that there is a Mechitze. It seems there is a mechitza between them, and we are sure that it's not conducive to have a veil or some male. It's not yichud. It's not yichud. So it's not osa. That's only the yichud of sleeping in the same room. but sleeping in the same bed, then we don't have the guarantee, the aftoche of Sugo Bash Hashanah, because in the same bed, even with 100 people in the room, so it's more conducive to have Adera than being in the same house without anyone in the house. Without anyone in the house. So Mele, it's also Mitzadir, according to us.
Okay.
So continue tomorrow.
Sugyos and Nidosh Shirmim Gimel by the Rosh Hashiva Chav Tevis Etov Shirmim Vav, January 1st, 1986, on Wednesday.
Now, last thing we discuss is Rashi Shirmim. Because the Braise says, Al-Hor Mirochal Veino Vinoso Al-Ruhe Beis Yisroya Vesei Shesrei Ulitimei בלישון נידו לא יקרא מתי ששמי לאיש ישראל ומה איש ישראל הוא בבידי ובבידו עושה הפיש נידו הוא בבידי ובבידו עושה שמן so why is it such a good portion to איש ישראל הוא בבידי ובבידי עושה Rashi says it's לגורה פמיכות so this is a stukash Teisa says two kashes. One kashi is vayichut. Suppose there are people in the room. It's pesach pesuach lishus rabbi, and people can come in. There is no isayichut. Kashi number two is, but how can the braise learn out a hekesh between eish yisrael and nido if? Eish Yisrael, so it's Osam Tzadichut, but by Eish Tenido there is the special aloche of Suda Bashishanim, there is no Yisrael. There is no Yisrael. Some Mele, as far as the first Kashi, suppose it's Pesach Pesuach of Shus Arabi. There are people who might come in, or who might be in the room. So Rashi Shiti is, Yichut does not mean that ke, because the man is with the woman, you know, and no one else is there, or no one else can come in. Of course, it means that. Why? Because if the other people, then the man does not have privacy with the woman. If the other people. But if they are sleeping in the same bed, even if they don't touch each other, who be big deal, he will be big deal. So that's certainly as much a privacy as being in the same house with a woman. Much more of privacy. So it had, so that's also considered, that certainly yield. That certainly yield. And it's not such, it's not unreasonable. I mean, what yichud? Yichud means that he has privacy. So Mumele, so if he, they are just, he's just with the woman in the same house. So only if no one is around and no one can come in. But if somebody is there or somebody can come in, it's best of Pesuach, Rishus Rabbi. So then it's not considered Yichud. Yichud means privacy. It's not privacy. But who be big day, be he be big dog, be nito achas. That's Yichud, even if there are 100 people in the house. That's Yichud. That's Rashi. It's not unreasonable. Alright, Teisus is Chelek. Teisus holds Yichud is only when no one is around. But if somebody is around, that's not Yichud. But Rashi Shit is not like this. Now, as far as the second Kashi is concerned, so how can the Braise make a Hekesh between Eish Yisrael and Eish Nido, if Eish Yisrael so it's also who be big day, he be big day, on the basis of Yichud, but by Eish Nido there is a special aloha of Sukkot Bashishani, there is no Yisrael. So Rashi Shiti is, and then, so we do encounter a difficulty. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a small Gemara edition? I'm sorry. Daf Hey Omid Beis. You know Anu Mile? Because the Mishnah says that there is a Misa Yichud. So, you know Anu Mile? How do we know that there is a Misa Yichud? Omar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmoel Remes Li Yichud Minateira Minayin and for many Rishenim it appears. It's not an Asmachta. Say, Remes, it's an Asmachta. No. For many Rishenim it appears that it's Yidrosh Igmur. Remes Li Yichud Minateira Minayin Shenema Ki Yosischo Achicho Beni Mecho. It's in Rei. V'chi ben ein meisis beno ben meisis. I mean, why is it Yosischo Achicho Beni Mecho? As if it's only likely that an ach minoem will be meisis lavizor, but an ach minoem will not be meisis. I mean, if Chassid Sholem someone is a roshe and he's ready to be meisis, he's soil lavizor, so it can be an ach minoem and it can be an ach minoem. So. Elohim aloch ben misyached nini. In other words, because when somebody is misis rabbizore, he does it secretly, furtively, when no one is around, because he's afraid that people should find out about it. So that's why he says ki yosischo achicho beninecho, because elohochez Rashi says. L'hochen lo katko beninecho lima sha'ben motzo Yisrael. In other words, that he's motzo without anybody else. But if he's an avo, how can he be? We motzo Yisraelim all the time, so there should be a misa yichud. The answer is, it's a special zeheta. Imno. Omar Pashti Bikro. Oh, so Elimlo Ben Yisyached Imime the Osali Yisyached Im Kolagoye Shabbateo. So that's the Gzer Sakosu. Only Ben Imime. The same Aloch is Abun Bike. And the Akoye Baalme not on a permanent level Iv Mochim Achese. But on a permanent level for brother and sister to live together in one apartment permanently, that's awesome. So, but other arayas, yichud is awesome. Then the Gemara has the kashe, pashti vikro b'maiksi, but that's not the traditional mikro, ki yosischo achicho b'nimecho, because there's a droshe, but it's not the traditional mikro. What's the traditional mikro? Why, from the point of view of the traditional mikro, why did the Torah say ki yosischo achicho benimecho not benavicho? So, Omar Abaye loy miboye koma, loy miboye benav disanale, vayisle itzisroes, ala filo benem deloy sanale, ene tzaisale, komashmo. In other words, many doesn't mean it's always like that, Chassid Sholem, but many a brother, Minoav, is hostile to his brother. Why? Because he's his competitor. They'll both be Irish, the Nechos. Some Mele, there is, he might be hostile to his brother. But Ochit Ne'er, he has no reason to be hostile to him. Because there is no competition. They won't. Won't yashi anyway, he says. Ben em loisa, ben of sanale, litishimi mai bechilikirushose, ben em loisanale, sheilem chilikirushi yachat, zeyerish sobi, zeyerish sobi, it is a ben em. So they have different fathers. So this one will inherit from his father, and the other one will inherit from the other father, so there is no competition. Anyway. So that it seems, even though, I mean, we could say it's an asmachte, but from Rishonim it appears it's not an asmachte. And even from the Rambam, it's mashma, it's not a drabor. Because the Rambam says not this story be, it's a nisa mi direkabore. I mean, not direkabore, nebin. The Russian Rambam is, one second. Rambam says in the Kavvein of Chesu Ediye, Halacha Beis, at the end of Halacha Beis, the Iso Yichud Arois Mipi Akabor. You see, sometimes when we say Divrei Kabor, it means Mipi Mekshuv. But the Rambam says, Mipi Akabor, not Divrei Kabor, Mipi Akabor, it means Halacha Lemeshi Mishinai. Halacha Mishinai. And the Gemara says Remes, in other words, so that remes might be an asmach. That's how some explain. But it's not a derabor. The droshe might be an asmach. Because droshe is more a pashtubi krobi might see it. So that might be an asmach. But it's an iser mi pia kabole aloch al meshim sima. So that's like a derais. Alright. Also, is Yachid in Album Narayes, Ben Skeno, Ben Yaldo, Shedoboze, Gerim, Legal, Isel, Chutz, Miraim, in Dno, Beob, in Bite, Vabal, in Mishke, Nida. Now, the Rambam mentions the Losh, and this is not just time. Also, is Yachid in Album Narayes, Ben Skeno, Ben Yaldo, Shedobo, Ze, Gerim, Ligal, Iselvo. Ze, Gerim, Ligal, Iselvo. So, the reason for the Isa Yichud is because Yichud might be conducive to Gilui Alvo. It's not just tiny amicho. That's the essential thing. And you see that the Gemara says, the reason, after all, Zocher, the Himo is also Arayis. Zocher is also Arayis. As a matter of fact, you know, somebody once called me up and he asked me a question. And I had to tell him that it's also. He says he knows someone, unfortunately, I mean, so many today, who is a homosexual. But he's an acquaintance of his. And he's a homosexual. So sometimes he comes to his house. And naturally, he shakes hands with it. Now, I mean, I really didn't know what to do. I mean, I was in a very difficult dilemma. He shakes hands with it. So, I mean, and the one who asks, He's a lummy. So he didn't know the exact reason. So he says, since he's a homosexual, and when he has physical contact, when he shakes hands with the man, so he derives an erotic pleasure. Because he's attracted towards men. So maybe he's evil if he's evil, if he shakes hands with him. And he was a very difficult child because, you know, to say, don't give him back the hand, I mean, already he's homosexual, he's an abnormal person, I mean, but he, just to hurt him and to insult him, I mean, just like this, so what's the child? He didn't know, I mean, but he felt that there might be a Nisa. There is a big shayla. Let's say, according to Shitas HaRambam, that Kirubosa Derechtaive, Kirubosa Derechtaive is a lot of the Raisa, there is Malkus. In other words, if a man will hold hands with the needle, so according to the Rambam, he's Chayav Malkus, he's postulated with the Raisa, according to the Rambam. If he holds hands with the needle. Now, but of course, if somebody holds hands, shakes hands, but without taive, without any erratic motive, so of course, so that's not osa. That's not osa. As a matter of fact, there is a chilis Rashba. The Rashba was asked, the Gemara says that the Baal is not allowed to touch his wife while she's in Nido. In other words, he cannot even be meishit. So we all are meishit to all our ayes, and to ishishish, you go to a store and then you buy something, so you are meishit and there is nigiye. And he says, and first of all, she's in Salta and Arvo, even if she's not a Nido. And then she needs also many amides. So the Rashba says that all these are chokes. All these are chokes, these are rabbonos, not chas v'sholem, in regard to the rises of this. As far as the rises of Nido are concerned, so they apply to Ishti Nido or to a strange woman in Nido, a Pnuyo Nido, same thing. If somebody is Boala Pnuyo, whose Nido is Chayv Kores, if somebody is Keskir Bosor, their Taive, with a Pnuyo in Nido, according to the Rambam, is Chayv Malkus. But in regard to the Rabbonos, when it's not their Taive, just Ishote, Nigie, that the Chachomim only answered by Ishti Nido, because Libi Gazbo, some Mele, there is Achot. But not Ishti Nido, even Ishishish, when it's not really Gazbo, some Mele, there is no Isa. That's a Chuvis Arad. Anyway, so, but a homosexual, when he shakes hands with a man, he does it there tightly. He does it there tightly. Some Mele is, according to the Rambam, is either love their eyes. Now, the Rambam says, there's the Gemara. Why is it mutat in Yisyachid with the Zohar and the Behime? It's a rayas. Zohar reyif achar ha-Zohar, so is nitin la-Ansei, is nitin la-Tzilei b'Nafchei. Of course, reyif achar Behime is not nitin la-Tzilei b'Nafchei, because the purpose of nitin la-Tzilei b'Nafchei is to be maxil the Niyodeh, and Behime is not in Niyodeh. He's not in Niyodeh. But, so the question is, how is it mutar to be misyachid with the Zohar and the Behime? You know, there are many people who have, especially lonely people, you know, who are not married. So they have a dog and they have a cat, you know. So how are they allowed to be misyachid? So the Gemara says, L'inechshidu Yisroel al mishkat Zohar wa Behime. L'tichoch in osal misyachid. So in other words, only because it's not conducive to a relationship, because fortunately Jews are not choshed on these things. But that means, suppose somebody has homosexual tendencies, you know, there are certain people who struggle within themselves and have homosexual tendencies and who are attracted to men. So they are out of deen, not allowed to be misyachid with men. They're not allowed to be misyachid with men because that's an elbow. Zohar is an elbow. But the Yisr of Yichud, is only when it's geirim legal as elbow. But if But Zoche and Behemo and Nechshavim Yisrael al Mishkat Scho. So there is no Yichud. But if somebody is attracted, has homosexual tendencies, there are certain sick people, you know, I mean, you know, some homosexuals are just derelicts, scoundrels, you know, completely degenerated. And there are some homosexuals who have, I mean, that's what scientists say, psychologists say, I mean, that they have a hormone of abnormality, I mean, and they have, it's a certain pathological condition, and they have the female hormones, so they are attracted to men, I mean, there are all kinds of homosexuals. And then some become homosexuals because they are just crazy. I mean, they are completely abnormal. So mele, such people are also to be misyachi with the men. And it would be, I think, an isadaraisa. And the only reason is why, for a normal person, it's mutter to be misyachi with the men, is because we nechshu to Yisrael al mishkat zocher wa adehimo. And the Gemara says that it's mutter to be misyachet with a chesed, you know, I mean, as long as it's not on a permanent level, it's mutter to be misyachet. So the Gemara says why? The Gemara says why? Because the Gemara, in addition, Omar Avila Maravase Tafi Alvon Beis Nisiachi Dodo Mimachese Vidor Nime Vindike. In other words, permanently Achese permanently Zosa, but Ime Vindike. So then Rashi says Nisiachi Dodo Mimachese Utroki Vidor Nime Vindike. Why? Permanently, the loitaki yitzrei alaye the hanad beyanshikes sadelo the loinigare bikrivosa the anshikes sadelo is the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Samadalet. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Samadalet says that the anshikes sadelo will misfall that the yitzhore of harayes ligabi krivis Sheoposo should be reduced to a minimum. Should be reduced minimum. I mean, the loshin is binakrinoline. Well, that's a militia, you know. In other words, they took out the eyes of the Yitzhore of Arayos of Sheoposo. I mean, of course, it's a militia. In other words, they reduced it to minimum. I don't think that when Gemara says the Anshikness Sagil, the Anshikness Sagil will be spalil to the Nivatil, the Yitzhore of Habizore, because in Vaisrishni, you know, I mean, there was such a Yitzhore Torah and so Jews were attracted towards Avodah, and so they were misspelled to be battered, to destroy, to get Yitzhar Avodah, and to take out the eyes of the Yitzhar of Arayas of Sheer Bosor. Arayas of Sheer Bosor. So, I mean, in other words, it doesn't happen. I mean, of course, everything happens, but I mean, it's very, very rare that among Jews there should be an illicit relationship between the mother and the son, and the father and the other. Of course, I mean, you hear all kinds of stories, but it's very, very seldom. So that was the accomplishment of the Anshin Radio. I think it's not just Tfile manifested, you know, in verbal prayer. Tfile means the Anshin Sagdeiro through the Takones Vasus Yogla Teiro. So they were Mikadish Am Yisrael, you know, and they eradicated certain instincts, you know. They eradicated certain instincts. Anyway, so the Gemara says that Rashi explains why is Dori Nimei on Bite. So you could say, because Kiyosisro Achicho Ben Necho. Kiyosisro Achicho Ben Necho, especially Zeros Akoso. Rashi doesn't explain it that way, because some Mephoshim say that the Rambam says Divrei Kabobin Kabolo, because that Roshi is really in Asmachta, because the Gemara says Pashto Mikhovi Maiksi. So it's an Asmachta, but it's an Isa Daraisa because of our local nation in Sinai. And that our local nation in Sinai that says that Ben Nime and Ovin Bite are allowed to be Misyachid. So it's based upon the fact that there is no real Yitzhahore between a Ben and a mother. And from Rashi it appears that this Aloche of Dor Nimei Bite did not apply in Bais Rishon, because it's based upon, I mean, it sounds strange, but that's how it's mashma from Rashi. It's based upon what Rashi says, because the Anshin Sagdeiro took out the eyes, or they blinded the Yitzhahore of Kriyas. Some Mele, but in Bais Rishon, before the Anshin Sagdeiro, there was a Yitzhahore. Some Mele, in Ochaname, so it was also to be done. The Arav Amiri in Dushin says, when he mentions the Aloche, of Dor Nimei Bitei, so first he mentions, he says, there are Noshim to whom psychological, I mean, he doesn't say psychological, he says, B'tive, he is not attract not nimshach after them. In other words, he's not attracted toward them, you know, in an erratic way. So, in these noshim, there is no isa yichud, because it's not given with ourselves. And I'll tell you, one thing, it's contrary to the psak of the Rebbe Charebi, but I think that in that the Babich Rabbi, I mean, is not right. I mean, of course the Babich Rabbi does not have to ask for my opinion. Now, let's see, the Babich Rabbi made statements many times that it's not the proper thing to adopt the child. Why not? Because after all, if a couple adopts a child, and many times, let's say, he adopts a girl. So it's not his daughter, she's a stranger, it's an adopted child. And many times, when the wife is not home, and the adopted father is all by himself with the adopted daughter, so he's either in the that the Rov of Tel Aviv is not a Mgadol, but Yitzchak Aleinu. So wrote Yitzchube. I think that he is right. So wrote Yitzchube, and he is matter to adopt the child. He says that in the same reason that we say Nisyacheid Dor in Yimedin Bitei, so Rashi says, because the Anshi Knesset Adelo, blinded the Yitzhore of Kreves, and the fact is that when somebody is raised as a child, as a daughter or a son, so psychologically is the same phenomenon. He is not Nishachaterek, unless he's abnormal, but if he's not abnormal, so he's not Nimshach after that. So Mimele, I don't remember whether the Yitzchak Halevi, the Tel Aviv Rov, so he mentions the Mieli, but maybe I don't think he mentioned Mieli. But from the Mieli, it's mashma that way. So Mimele, there is no, it's a Yichud, just as the Gemara says, Lo Yechshiru Yisroel Mishkaf Shchuru Behemo, so because of that, there is no Yisa Yichud in Zohar Behemo. So here too, what is true of the natural son, and the natural daughter is true of an adopted son, an adopted daughter. You're talking about normal people, they say. Not normal people, not child. So even natural son and the natural daughter of the Chassid Shalom could be, you know, a relationship. So in Mele is Mutter. Now, I can tell you, I was told by an Eid Nemon. So I once had a Shire, because the Lubavitcher Rebbe is a Machne on that. That's one thing I cannot agree with Lubavitcher Rebbe on that Shire. He's a machmir because he talks against adopting the child. It's a strange situation, you know. I mean, you can't adopt children unless you make sure that there will never be yichud. And then, certainly in respect to an adopting child, so the yichud will be only yichud with the knuyot. Yichud with the knuyot is only the rabbonon, so we certainly can rely on that psak. And from the near induction, it's marked that way. But someone with an eight demon, I didn't hear from my father, he's not accustomed, you know, to tell about himself. But somebody else told me a story, who is very, very reliable, that a certain couple in Boston were Lubavitchers. So they wanted to adopt the child, but they know that Lubavitcher Rebbe says it's so sad because it will involve the Michshu of Yichud. So yes, the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So Lubavitcher Rebbe said, since you live in Boston, and in Boston there is Rabbi Yosef Be'er, you ask him that child. And whatever Rabbi Yosef Be'er paskins, I'll agree with it, even if he paskins not what myself. And the child was submitted to my brother Rabbi Yosef Be'er, and Rabbi Yosef Be'er was matir on the basis of the same measure. Because it's not, because psychologically he's not Nimshach. I mean, I had a child before I heard the story about it, but I was also matir. I mean, to adopt a child, I had many times a child, you know. Because the Lubavitcher Rebbe was very adamant years ago. Now he's not, he doesn't say it now, the Lubavitcher Rebbe. But years ago he was very adamant about it. I mean, the old nation at his name. I think that the Lubavitcher Rebbe is not so convinced now of his tzak, because I hear that he refuses to say anything on that question. Maybe he realizes that there is a basis to the matter. So I was matir here because since it is Shaila and Yisra Rabbonon, so he certainly can make you, I mean, and that would be such a shasat chak, I mean, And as they imagine, I mean, if more like a couple couldn't adopt a child. The greatest Shasatchak, and in the Rabbonon, so Kidai Hu Rav Shimon Lisne Cholov Shasatchak. So the halacha is that when it's a Shasatchak, and it's a child in the Rabbonon, so we can be saying Anishitas Yochit, and the Chacham Tzvi says, even Anishitas Rishenim, that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass for like that. The Chaznish is Chilik on the Chacham Tzvi. He says, if the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass, so then we cannot rely even on the Shulchan Aruch. But the Chacham Tzvi says, and here I think that it's Mistaba like that, that there's no Yisrael, it's only Yisrael and the Rabbon. But my brother passed in the same way. Alright. Now, I hadn't considered it as a very important matter, so then I wouldn't pass the contrary to an opinion expressed by Israel out of respect. But I consider it such an important matter because it would be mamish kur, you know. Children, unfortunately, children who can, into whose lives you can inject joy and life, and that, so what will happen? So, who will adopt the children? Only Goyim and Jews who are worked like Goyim. It will be a terrible situation. As a matter of fact, I never understood why the Babich Rebbe at one time, now he's not, he doesn't say anything about it. I think he changed his mind. He can't tell it to the Babaji Chassidah until he hears explicitly from the Babaji Rebbe, I changed my mind, so you cannot say it. But I'm not the Babaji Chassidah. I mean, I only study. I think that the Babaji Rebbe changed his mind, and I don't think there is any shaila in it. Why? Because the Issa Yichud is based upon the fact that he's given with ourselves. An adopted child, it's not given the Galus Albo anymore than a natural child. That's a fact. Every psychologist will tell you that. And that's true, I mean, we don't have to close our eyes, and especially when the Rav Amir in Jushi says it. So, just because other Rishonim don't mention it, doesn't mean they don't agree with it. Alright, anyway. So, here, Sotei says, one kasha was by Tesis against Rashi. How can Rashi say Ma'ish Israel who be big dosa? Because we go on Yichud, but suppose it's Pesach Pesuach Rishus Rabbi. The answer is, Yichud doesn't mean that when they are all alone, no one else. Of course it does mean that, because Yichud means privacy. If somebody else is there, so they don't have privacy. But who be big day, who be big dog? Even if somebody else, it's still considered Yichud as privacy. Now the second question, but how can they make a hekesh? If Ba'ish Israel talks on the basis of Yichud, the Ba'ish Gmir, there is a special aloha of Sukh Bashishanim, there is no Israel Yichud, the Teretz is again, because the Yisra Yichud essential is based upon the fact that it's given with our Zaka. It's conducive. Sugba Shishanim is wise, as far as Jews are concerned. Sugba Shishanim is wise. We don't have to worry about it. If Chas V'Sholem, the husband and wife are abandoning, they are not Zoya and Tazim Shpoche, not Shaykh. But if they are Zoya and Tazim Shpoche, so there is Itzibada beyond any topic that they will not have a relationship. There is a Mechitze, not made out of an iron curtain, but out of Shishan. In other words, there is, it's a certainty that as a result of the privacy they have, they will not have a relationship with them. So Mele Rashi Shita is, so the only reason as to why Suga Vashishami Yichud is Muter, because there is a Haftocha, there is a guarantee that it will not be given with ourselves. That's only the privacy that manifests itself in being in the same room together, in the same house together. But privacy manifests itself in sleeping in the same bed together. So we don't have such a thought. Sugva Shishanim does not imply that much, that even if they are in the same bed, they will not be attracted to each other. So far not. I mean, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin about Palti Melayish, this is mentioned that here, Palti Melayish, so he was Mikadeish. He was Mikadeish, Saul's daughter, and but was Mikabal Dushin from somebody else. So he never touched her, even though they were in the same bed. Alright, he was in Sadiq. He was full of, but an ordinary person. So Sugva Shishanim is only maftiachas that the fact that they are in the same house together will not be conducive to a relationship. But b'mito achas, it's not some meleleza misayichot. That's a plain shat and rash. Years ago, in Chicago, I received a call, I don't even remember his name. Who is he? The Yeshiva Bachar, a chutzpahniki fool. Anyway, so he says, Pastor Veitchik, I hear that you are matter to adopt a child. I would like to know the basis. So I said, I have to explain to you the basis of my etta. There is a halacha that if somebody has it in Torah, so then, he has his chus to say, Meize tam dan tori. But you didn't have anything in Torah, and I don't ask you, you should ask me shayles, and I didn't pass them for you, you are a big chutzpahnik, and I'm not going to tell you the basis of that. It's not such chutzpah, I mean it. Such chutzpah. Anyway, but alright, now, so what does Hashem say? The Ma'ish Yisrei Hu, B'dig the Oseh, B'osam Tzvoreh Hu, L'Eseh Alivishi Yitzchei Teikvei U'mizgaber Olo B'Yeseh. U'mizgaber Olo B'Yeseh. So, and in Sanhedrin, so Hashem gives another reason, because so, well, how is it? The answer is, Tesis in Sanhedrin applies the Abaye of the Gemara when there is Negiah, through the Bgodim. Some Mele, It's certainly also by Eish Yisrael. And we don't have to resort to the Ramban's pshat because of our tikkun professor Beis. All right, the Ramban says it. But as the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnah Sanhedrin, that by Shishish, so there is a loche of lisinof, lisenele up. There is no nigia when you are maviach psomim more than a shishish. So even a kill that does not involve nigia is also. That even a kill that does not involve nigia is also. So, memele, but it certainly when there is nigia, so even if we don't accept the shita of the Rambam of the Lisha B'nidas Tumoso L'Sikha Ligali Sa'avoso, so it's certain also because of the droshe of L'Sen Eliyav, some mele tasteless. So Tesis in Sanhedrin says Ba'ish Yisrael, because Tesis in Sanhedrin holds that the Abayi is an inspectory case where the reasoning here is the Ramban says. So Melei says Lidushinanim Mischanim Zemze, assuming the Tesis doesn't agree with the Ramban, and it's much more that Tesis agrees with the Ramban, but Ba'ish Yisrael it certainly also because of the Rosh HaFlisinov. Some mele, the Gemara made, the Braise makes a hekish. Mashein King Tesis here in Shabbos applies the Shaila to a case of who would be the real Bigdo when there is no Negir. Some mele, since so Tesis mentions the Tam Shiitzri Tefim is Gadol. How about Lysinov? Lysin Eliyav? So the answer is when he's Meliach Somi, so there is no Shinu, so then it's more conducive to Hergel, Avero. Mashinkin here in the case where it's Hilbe Bigdor. And it's in Mitochada, so and there is no Negia since it's Al-Dishino, so it's not conducive to Hergel Aveiro. But, it's not even more said according to Tesis in Shabbos, even on the basis of Lysinov. But, it's also because Yitzchim is Gabor all of the Yisra. Yitzchim is Gabor. All right. That's it. Now let's proceed with the Gemara. Upliged Rabdos, the Omer Rabdos, Losoteiro Lekov, or Shogula Rayel Bilvad, Shenema Rishi Shaposhe Psail Isikol Galis Helvo. Now let's see the cases. It's a very complicated case. Upliged Rabdos, the Omer Rabdos, Losoteiro Elo, Tame Minole, the Plig. Dealing with Rabbon or Sarafu, who would be it? So, how do we know that the price is really can Rabbos? The Rashi, the Pirish can kill me the Raisa Liosa, El Tashmish Mamesh, and the Rabbon or Liosa, El Kiru Vosso, Lunny here. In Stomel, the Pligam as Nisi. So Rashi says, what's the raya that pleaded Rabbi Oz? Because according to Rabbi Oz, that the raya is not also, so even Jerubosar is only also with Rabbonon, so in Rabbonon only Kiruv Bosa Mamesh is also. But if there is no Kiruv Bosa, who would be the Bigdo, so then it shouldn't even be also Mid Rabbonon. In Stome, Loipolika Masnissen, Loyechal Hazov Mazove. So in other words, So the achishes, yichlas of nazave certainly doesn't involve till basa. Even if we agree with the shita Rambam that yichlas of nazave means that the same kare, but there is no nikias basa. It's just kove. It's intimacy. It's an intimate relationship. I mean, to eat from the same kare. So. And still we are gay there. So we see that we are gay there, maybe to confuse a relationship, even if there is no kilbos. Voy, if Leslie the Ishes Reyu, who be big day, the big dosa. And thus is not made that by Ishes Reyu. Who the big day, the big osir, but that's no kasha against Rashi, because Rashi Shitose, he says, why is it such a pshites that by Eish Israel, who the big day, the big osir, because that's like Yichud, even if it's Pesach Hashem Chodesh Sarabi, so something else. But by Nido, there is no Isa Yichud, by Baal Bish Nido, some Mele, it's Mutter according to Rabdos. Unfortunately, Rabbi Tam, the Pligge der Rabdos, the Chindlios Hotero la Krevo, shall be la Rai and Duvar, in Kinelo Nules, Evelixir, Elo Kain, Shos Arakosu. The Heine Deis Belo Ishinu, Kildoin, Luyechal, Hazov, Imazove. Now that's a very strange expression, Rabbi. Pligid Rabdos, the Hindus of Tero, the Krebish of the Arise of Bad, in Chain, in Lono, the Essay of the Leaks here, Elo Kain, Sho Osar Hakos, Dine Days below Ishin, because since the Tom, the Asad Krebish of the Arise, some Mele, even with Rabbonon, we should only answer in case without Ishin. There is no hekya. Can we echel azov im azov? Aber hu be big day, hi be big do, di kedei is vishinu. Lo yiz ve rabdoz da fil be ishishis, hu be big day will be vishav. No, Tam says that even by ishishish, according to rabdoz, hu be big day, hu be big do vishav. I mean, it's marvelous arayim. It's very strange. But one thing is sure, that according to Rabbi Tam, the whole abaye of who the big day who the big dog is muta or osea has referenced the case of the mito chado, where there is no physical contact. Has shown if there is physical contact, how could we say how to deal a das that by shishishi the muta? So that goes without saying. But even so, it's very strange. But this is what Rabbi Tam says. This is what Rabbi Tam says. According to Rabdos, if there are people that's in the house, and if it's a very big bed, and he be big, he'll lie on one side of the bed, and she should lie on the other side of the bed, so it will be strange, but this is what Rabbi Tam says. But obviously, Rabbi Tam applies the abaya to the case of Midrachada. Otherwise, it's inconceivable. But then there is another difficulty in Rabbi Tam. So he says, "In came anyone who has here believes here. Elo kin shosar akosu. Dahin deiz belishinu. Kin leichal hazav mazav. Leichal hazav mazav is one of the yitches dobo. Is one of the yitches dobo. So that the posik aseret. How do we say?" The posik, which posik does he mean? He means the posik of Elohim liochal ve'inov l'nosal gul Yisrael Yisrael makish ish yemido leish Yisrael ma'ish Yisrael hu bibigdei v'hi bibigdo osea afish yemido hu bibigdei v'hu bibigdo osea. There's the posik, but it has dovo. One iskem by zikni v'shamay, Valias Cheskiye been going in the Balisheni so many years after Nevi'im. I mean, this is a posik in Cheskiye. Elol Yochal Veino Vinoso. So how can you say the posik, that Hekesh, has reference to a case of days below Ishino, Kigenu Yechal Hazavim Hazavim, Hazavim, Avokubi Dikdei, Behubi Dikdo, the Kedeis Ishino is Loidis Peir Abdos, the Atilu Beisheshish, Hubi Dikdei, Behubi Dikdo Ishoi. Ashaka Kosu, that's one of the Chesdobo, the only Chesdobo. So, we have to say, and I didn't see anybody who does the cash. And the Yichlazov Mazobe is in Baisheni, was Nisken in the Baisheni. So apparently, it's mashma that when was it Nisken in Baisheni, Ligabe Baal, Bishtinido, the Yichlazov Mazobe. Ikarachs, let's say like the Rambam, Ikarachs. But with a shishish, let's say for a man to eat together with an shishish in Ikarachas, so that is osam divekapon. That is osam divekapon. That is osam divekapon. So in other words, so he means the Haine. The Einlonu Le'esia, but he says, Einlonu Le'esia believes there, because the Ramban points out in Sefer HaMitzvahs that in Divrei Kabbalah, a Novi in Rashi Lechadish Dovo, a Novi cannot be Mechadish Dovo, new Alochis. If a Novi has Misholim of Mechadish Dovo, he is a Din of Novi Hashem. So, but we find so many Alochis in the Din, so as the Gemara in Zvochem says, Dovo zem di tiras meishe lo lomadnu, elo bi yecheskel bin buzi lomadnu, elo vilchese birolei, do osi yecheskel bi asne hako. So in other words, if we do find Nevi telling certain aloches, either it is something that is mentioned in the Torah, let's say, hear me, that Manishes exhorts the Jews, they should not be Michal Shabbos, they should not carry on Shabbos. So that's something that is mentioned in the Torah. And if we don't find it in the Torah, so it's a raya that is Allah mentioned in Sinai. Because you know we cannot be Michal Shabbos. So the Ramban says, sometimes the Novi exhorts the Jews not to do something that Bezdin was already gazing in Yom Rishayni. In Yom Rishayni, let's say we see that Nevi'im admonish the Jews against selling, doing business on Shabbos. That's all in the Rabbanon. The answer is, but that the Rabbanon was Nisken in the Bais region. So Inovi exhorts the Jews not to behave here. That the Rabbonos that were Niskin before. So it's mashma from this day says that what was Niskan in the Baisheni, in Alias Cheskiye ben Gorei, long after the Nevi'im, that was that the Baal and Mishnido should not eat together from the same plate, but that the men should not eat from the same plate with an ishish, with Ish Israel, that was Nitzkan by Israel. And Mele the Novi Yecheskel is Mazadan, and that is Mazadan.
Back in what you said, there, Tosis means that in a similar, in a case that's similar to the way the Torah answered, we answered
it. But he says, who could be the little big though not? Is Muta. Matthew Beis Ishi Sugi Digne Yudigdo is Muta. So what is this emergence? What is this emergence? All right, so you're talking about a heka, and the country either is a heka, then it's not also. So when is it? Then it's not also in Mudanishishi if there is a heka. When is it osea? When there is no heka. When there is no heka. In other words, there is some below Yishimu. He mentioned there is below Yishimu. That's what the Pasuk is referencing. And that is only Osam the Rabbon. But if it's Osam the Rabbon only on the score of Yifches Dobo, so how could the Novi have referenced that? The Novi was before the Takone of Yifches Dobo. So apparently there was a Takone of Yechal from Kara Achas, even the Bais Rishon, not in respect to Zod and Zove, but in respect to Ish Israel. That's what we have to say. Viri Pirej, who pleaded the Rabdos, given the Israel to Ishayach Rosh and Kreide. Elo Bidla Rayes Mamesh, Vim Chen Vel Nishon Nio Lidikha, Vane Tashmush Mamesh, Shuvi Nio Mil Behekesh Meishishish, Lesa Rubi Bide, La Fuke Rosh and Kreide Mashmosi, Didei Chekut, ואיש ישראל הולכים ממש מתש נשמע מש ואפילו אחרי עשרים אמרו בביג די ביג די אוי נאו דן דגמור נאו דגמור ופליגה נאו אולה כאבו אוסם בירב הבנינה שכלי לאח וסעה ביחדאי ואמרו לה בידאי ופצוי קיס לסיסטר אמד גודים chest brace, the amla of the and hands, upliges, in other words, it wasn't the achayde, it was the rechivas kove, not the rechivas riches. Some male, it was muta. Upliges the day of the day, domarule af yishum kove osa, mishum loch loch amre, nizire, schir schir, leikam leizikra. Leikam leizikra. As a matter of fact, on the basis of this Gemara, of Schir, Schir, Likam, and Sikra, the Teraschaim, you know, Teraschaim is one of the Dile Achim. He was one of the first, not the first Mamesh, but maybe the second, of Brisk, the Chaim Shur. He was the father of the Tvui Sheir, and he was one of the first Rabbonim in Brisk. He's one of the Dile Ador. 400 years ago. So he has a Sefer Tiras Chaim on certain Mesechtes. So he mentions it, I think in Abdizor he mentions it. So he criticizes the practice, but I don't want to criticize Rabbeinu Chas V'Shalom. But you know, there are certain, you know what is called the Mitzvotans, Mitzvotans around the Kalem, that the Kala takes a hold of one end of the handkerchief, and then a man takes a hold of the other end of the handkerchief, and they dance like that. There is no nigi. So some Hasidic are being dafke, the Kitzenim are very makpid in dancing the mitzvah dance. Now, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was very opposed to the class. He was very angry. And so the Tiras Chaim mentions that there is a practice that the Kale in order to Misamecha Kale, so fine Jews, they dance with the Kale without touching the Kale. So the Kale takes one end of the handkerchief and somebody else takes, a man takes the other end of the handkerchief, he dances. He says that it's an Issa Gomo. Schir, schir, le karmo, le sikrab. So that's mamish. He violated of schir, schir, le karmo, le sikrab. I remember as a child, There was once a wedding of a krave of my father. And so I was at the wedding. I was a young boy. I mean, I was 6 years old then. But I was at the wedding. He's a cousin of mine. So I mean, a granddaughter of Rabbi Yisrael Ver. So the wedding, so there were all kinds of rabbin. And they all danced the kosher tongues with the cow. So then they asked my father. There was such a pressure that he should dance for a moment. My father refused. He says, even if called Malchim Mizrachom Meirat will pressure me. I'm not going to do that. My father didn't do it, and I'm not going to do it. But what say, you see, and still, great Rabboni, do it. And you can't even criticize that, you see. When a Lithuanian Rav will do something that he does not agree with their lifestyle, you see. But this, great Rabboni, Kanoim, do it. Nothing. I mean, I saw weddings. Hasidic rabbis, they dance the kosher tongues maybe for 10 minutes in the car. Anyway, it's not a good problem. But there are some says that it's just because it's violent to the aloche of schir accounts. But I have an exclusive only on them, but not only rabbis, rabbonim who are tzaddikim, but not chassid sholem, chassidim. They, for them, I don't have any. Because Stacy says, who pleaded the day of the day, the who are ye, the day of the Atzme, shall we love you with the hero, she tzadi gomoroyo, kid amun and today is exubes, rabad and rabbe market, le akatri and raket in the car. Omole rabbono and an mal meditoche, omole idam ye lechen kikshur lechaye, vi loy loy, vaseita lechosh niporeish, ולהריך כאן לא מאור יועזי. So, in other words, so when they do it, so they are in that madrige, but when Chosi does it, I think it's a kalus reish when he does it. Alright, anyway. Tone de Velio, Maise b'Talmud Echot, Sheshona Harbei, Bikora Harbei, וישימיש תלמידי חכמים ומייס לחות יומו ואיסו אישתי מתלס תפילו ומרזר תומדי ובקיסיס בות מדרושס ואומר לו הם אומר להם כסיבת הירו כל חייך ומערכי מאחו ואי לי ששונה הרבה וקורה הרבה וישימיש תלמידי חכמים וסי ההורה שאקספלין שימיש תלמידי חכמים להסביר היסטומי סמישנה ותאמר לו אני חותם מפנימה מייס בחצי יומו ולא יעוד אמר זירו דובו פעמחס נסרחתי אצלו והוא יסום מסיחו כל איסי מאירו ויאמרתו לו אמינתוני ויו עושה זה ביטי במיני דוסחו דודישי והבט אני ויו נו? שוב הבט אני ויו תודה ויו סייפה זה דצמרש ואומר לו ואמרת לו ביתי במיני דוסחו מה הוא אסלך אומר לי חס ושולם אפילו בסבקטן לא נוגד במילי בנוח מה הוא אסלך so she said אוכל לי מבישוס לי ביושן לי מבקיר ובוסה that's the first question ביושן לי מבקיר ובוסה במילי בנוח we also died על דבר אחר חס ושולם he had no thoughts of being ואומרתי לו, בואו חמוקים שהורגי, שלא נוסו פונים לתאו, שהיום רותאו ולישו ומלסטומוסו לא יסיק. אני נתון ביור, could הדווי to say it, because according to many of the shame, נתון ביור, is you are not himself, he was not, there is one pshat in the shame, that Tony Leo is, it was a certain time, not Leo Anove. But most of them say, Tony Leo is Leo Anove himself. So of course, he had the right to say it. But no one today has the right to say such a thing. So he says, Shabo Hamokin Shogi shall in Yosaponim with Teo, Shayom Rotero, the Lisha Binyas to Mosol Sikha. Joseph, so the first Loshin is that Joshin Vichar of Gosso. Joseph Rabdime Oma Amito Hadahab. It was a big bed. There was no Shabos. And still he was Nenash so severely. The Marobe Amre, Omar Abitzot Bayesi, Sinea Mapsi, Beni Levino. Now, that's a different Loshin. Mite Chode Have means that there was no physical contact altogether. It was a very big bed. But Sinea Mapsi, Beni Levino implies there was contact, but there was contact with the God. Alright. Bishimishtam de Chachomim, Lazbir, Istumis, Amishim, Itamel, Guanicho Talmud, Nideis Chok of Shivo Shalvir Rishemo, Nibunoch, Genzovo, Shesiferes, Shivo Nikin, Sheposko, Utsricho, Lies, Libeshes, Livonim, Nidike, Shemotire, Vitisteya, Sviroso, Bignidas Tumoso, Vachitobe, the Mayan, Philodli Tile, Hibinidoso. The Marbinon Mitie Benidoso Babioso Tehei Hachitobi Bimayim Bitiraskian Mitachoda Habe Rehobo the Lecher of Bosa Habe the Sova of the Shore Behoch Sino Shihigeres Bay Umagia Mimosnai Mulemato. Now, so what's the plain shot? Bo Hamokim Shohoge shall not upon him with Teo. Who is the subject of Shalinos upon Mate? The plain pshat is that the subject is a Rebbeinu Shalom. Hamokin, or Hamokin Shoge, Shalinos upon Mate. Nos upon means didn't show any favoritism. The Gemara has the expression, the Chimas upon him is with the law. Is there favoritism? So in other words, not upon him, the Rebbeinu Shalom did not show favoritism to that Talmud just because he was a Talmud Chacham. Because if somebody does Dovar Oseh, so and he deserves a punishment, so even if he is a big Talmud Chacham, he deserves the punishment. On the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midabdekin Tzadikin Kechut HaSa'avo, so the punishment is even more severe. This is the plain pshat. But the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, if you went over the Ramban, so he mentions this strange pshat. The Shenoso Ponim Leteiro, Shalinoso Ponim Leteiro, so the subject is not a Kodesh Boko. But the Talmud, he mentions the Gemara in Broches, that the Rebbeinu Shalom said that he praise of Yisroel. And he omar to him that they have to be involved like Samozein and if they eat Kidei Sviye and the Heim Nosuponim Ve'achmiru al Atzmon even if they eat Kikazayis they are also involved like Samozein. So we see that Nosuponim means Igarabono as Yisroel. So in other words, so it's the same thing. I mean, nosoponim means show favoritism. So in other words, when Jews are machmir over and above what the Torah tells them to do as it's yod, so merely that means they show favoritism to the Torah. In other words, they are so cautious and conscientious in regard to the mitzvahs at all, that they are Macy Syogi. They themselves are Macy Syogi. So, Samunele, there's the pshat. The subject is not a Kabibor. The subject is the Talmud. Shall not upon him with Teo. So, in other words, because the Rambam probably understood his Gemara that shall not upon him with Teo, shall not upon him with Teo, he should be the most Sikha. That there is a lot of the rice for Kirov Boso. So he says no, because here Tony Melion said, shall we not upon him with Teo? The Talmud did not show favoritism to the Torah. and he did not make any shyogi. He did not adhere to any shyogi. So that means that it's not implicit in the love itself. It's on the love itself as reference to be a mamish. But it's the Talmud should have made a shyog, the Chachomim made a shyog, in order not to be nichshol, in be a mamish, not even to have kiruv bosom. But that's a very strange shot. So all the Nisikelim, says there, I mean, all the Nisikelim say, no, Shonos Aponu Meteo, so the subject is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the Talmud. All right. Now, let's see a taste list. B'melibun Ochmau Etzla. Loi Mishum Shiesh Lechal Yidun Ides Lelibun. Yom Rav Akiva Yifirik Bam Yisha Yeitzo. הרי נידוסו שטוב למים, אל לפי שיורי ליהו שכך הוא היה מייסה. בירח, בירה שפירשו בפירת אבופי, גבי שמואל מיכב לביסה ביודד דיסמייל. That Shmuel, so his wife, when she was in need, when she had to fetch him something, so she fetched him with her left hand, al dishima. Because of the achokes of Nidah. So he says, Rashi says, she was only Mekele, they were only made here, Bimei Libuno, Al Dishino. But Bimei Nidusa Mamesh, so then they wouldn't be made here to be Mezei Kal Dishino in the left hand Nidah.
Wouldn't hand it to anything?
Not even Al Dishino. Because what do you mean that maybe do so maybe puno? If he go, as long as a woman doesn't go tefila, so even 50 years later she is in need of midraise and there is a chiyuv kores. So what do you mean? Then the Rav Nitan Pirash show you regilim midday or shtei tefilas. Achas l'seif she goled the yoso. She tira me the raise bach tile, the achas li seif me libun. In bnei skusi, I discussed it. In other words, Ramatam says that the practice was in the early days that a woman went tefillah twice. That was, in other words, because one tefillah was after she, let's say, a nidah with a raise is not required to count Zayin Kim. Only Zove Gmure, Zove Dele. What does it mean, Zove Dele? Zove Dele means if a woman saw down in Yimei Zive and 3 days in succession. So then she becomes Zove Dele and she has to count Zayin Kim. But if she saw down, so then she doesn't have to count.
So she's
signed. She doesn't have to count. So she counts 7 days. And even if she sees Dan every day, but then she stops on the 7th day, she makes a ticket and shows that she stopped bleeding, so she can develop at night of the 8th day. And she's with us the Bible. Some mele in the early days, and that doesn't mean in the early days after the Zakone of Chatzera, because as we pointed out, the Zakone of Chatzera, you see, that's the unfortunate mistake that many make, that many rabbis make. They think that the whole requirement for women today to count Zayin Kim is based upon Rav Zera's Takone. Rav Zera's Takone is that even if a woman sees Tifas Dam Kechal one time and she stops just to count Zayin Kim, but if a woman sees Dam on 3 days, even in Yemenido, so she has to count Zayin Kim on the basis of Takone Sada Bisodes. That's a few hundred years before Takonis Hatzera. Some melee after Takonis Hatzera, that when a woman sees Daman 3 days in succession, even though she knows that it's in Menido. So Midrash says she just has to count 7 days, but with Rabbonon, with Satakon Sadhguru's, she has to count Zayin Jin. And of course, usually when a woman has a period, so she sees Dam at least for 3 days in succession, some for 5 days, and some for 7 days. So that means after Takonas Rebbe, all the women are required to count Zayin Jin. Usually. But only Rabbonon, because of Takonas Rebbe Bishodis. So mainly the practice was that the women made 2 tefillas. 1 tefilla after the 7 days, not the king. The king. So they made a tefilla in order to be toyer with the rice, and in order not to contaminate any tires with the rice. And then, but she was still assaulted by law until she finished counting 7 clean days. Then she made another tefilla. And she was with us the bylaw, and she was stay all evening in the Rabbon. So Mele, that's why that Talmud was major in certain things in Gimel Ibuna. So, in other words, because she was not Mele with the rice anymore, she already went 1 tefillah. That was before she went the 2nd tefillah. That's why he allowed himself that Talmud to be Yoshe. Could be big day, be he be big dog. I mean, to be Yoshin, the Mitach, meaning the Alishinus, whether it was could be big day, be big dog, or not on the Rashe, the Rashe or your name, he saw Leheshit Mafteach, your day, your dog, the main Yedusa, the near Lee, Sheyesh, Smach, Misegar Leo, the stone Leo. That Tony Leo said to her, Shemoi Veisol is a Shemen, Shemoi Veisol is a Pach, Umiu some Mele. So that means that the Baal, Ishtinido, is not allowed to be Meshit anything. Let's say to be Meshit a cup, a Kele, or any object to his wife, even though he doesn't touch her, because he just hands over. So Rashi says it's Oser, and the Smach is from Tony Bilio, but he says the Loshin in Tony Bilio is Shemoi Beisel is a Shemen, Shemoi Beisel is a Pach, and Agavuche Nogabor Be'ezvaktan. Sometimes you hand over, you touch, so there was Negiye Mamesh, but without Negiye, maybe it's not even Oser. Umipirik Avopi. The Homer Abaye Mamchale Apume di Kube. Abaye, so when his wife was in Ido, so she used to hand over certain things, not into Abaye's hand, but on the pillow, on the blanket. That means Bishinu. And Bishinu. The Hobe Mamchale Abesadje. That is Merasheisov, as she says. In Raya, Kishemo, so isn't it a Raya to Shitas Rashi that it's Oser to hand over even without the DA?